Don't rush it, Richie.
Don't rush it.
I'm going to be rushing
it. Plenty of time.
We do. Speaking of time, it's 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thinking about what today is about. It's Wednesday, the 16th of November. The beginning of a new day. Beginning of a new era. Perhaps you're beginning a new habit. You ever take into stock what your habits about your daily...
I'm going to quit smoking today. I mean, start smoking today. Sorry, I ruined my own joke.
It's it's okay, Jennifer. It sounded funny both ways.
I hate when I do that.
Both ways worked, in fact. The invisible thread of habit. Think about the habits that you have. The ones that you like, ones you don't like. Drink coffee, that's a habit.
Ooh,
you smoke. That's a bad habit, but it's a habit.
Start today.
I love coffee.
The little things that you do, brushing your teeth, for example. How do you brush your teeth? Did you pay attention to Dr. Ken's report about plaque in your teeth? Man, that scared the pants off of you.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to that and you know how bad plaque is, that you, if you don't get your teeth cleaned either. I have little things that I use, tools that I use that are dentist tools to keep the plaque out of my teeth.
Is that a good idea?
Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
You have to be careful.
Home?
My uncle was super anal about, and he did that, had little scrapers.
Well,
and
the problem is you can't use the scrapers in your anal, Richie. You don't use them in your anal. Someplace else. See.
But his dentist told me he started taking the enamel off.
Roberta's on delay.
I know. She's a little behind.
Always.
Nice job, Roberta. Anyway, what with your Uncle Richie?
He started taking the enamel off of his teeth.
Oh, yeah. You got to be careful about it. Yeah.
I got these new little things that...
What Dr. Ken says all the time is you don't want to pull your own teeth.
Yeah, let's not get crazy.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So anyway, you were saying, Richie?
These little swords with the little floss on the other end of them.
Oh, I like those.
This is right. Those are good. Yeah, get the stuff out of there. Anyway, so we're talking about habits. I guess that would be an interesting place for us to be. 800-510-8255. Which of your habits do you like? And which of your habits would you like to change? And maybe because you don't like to talk about yourself, it's never easy to talk about yourself. Talk about somebody else you know. A spouse.
Or a friend.
A friend. Hey, I got this friend who's picking his, you know what, all the time. It's annoying. Yeah. Or they have some friends. I have a friend who picks his nose all the time. People who scratch a particular part of their head.
I have a friend who doesn't shower regularly anymore.
And gets on airplanes and flies cross country.
Oh, yeah. I don't usually. And I was fine. Yeah. Nobody complained about me. And I didn't think I should smell bad. No, I didn't smell bad. Anyway, so strengthening the habits that you like and trying to take the habits down that you don't like. Maybe you started a habit at a particular point in your life and then you stopped liking it, but it still is there. It's habitual. And so how are you bound to this thought? How are you bound to the act that you repeat all the time? Yeah.
What was it that our former consultant used to, was it Valerie or John, that used to tell us, it's Valerie, that used to tell us, or still does, that...
It takes 28 days to make a habit or something like
that.
No,
that was John that says it takes 28 days. It was Valerie said it takes 1,000 times to create a habit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to create a habit in your life...
That's good.
I want to start my day every day by eating an apple.
Yeah.
So all you have to do is eat 1,000 apples, and then you're going to be fine.
If you do that 1,000
apples are fine. Good for you. You'll be better off eating 1,000 apples. I've gone to eating a lot of bananas, too.
So that's 3 years.
Yeah.
More than...
Keep it up.
Wow.
It's good for you.
I would say if you eat an apple a day after a year, I'm just going to call it a habit. I won't even let you have to. I mean, you don't even have to do it for 3 years.
All right, so that's a good habit that you have. I eat an apple. There's never a day that goes by that I don't eat an apple or blueberries. And that's one thing, or two things that I have in my life that I have. I was driving home last night. I went to the store to buy a few groceries.
Blueberries are so expensive, though.
Oh,
I just bought
$3.99 for like half a pint. Hey. So, yeah, they are very expensive.
Although I will say I've been keeping them in my office, raspberries and blueberries, and a little mix after the show.
Yeah, it's good for
it. Spot.
We had at Tony's house the other day, we had these trays of red raspberries that Brendan somehow, I don't know, that Tony found them or he found them, and we were passing them around, and they made for a good snack if you don't want to be chewing on all kinds of other stuff. What I found, this is a little dark, but not really dark. the things that you find out about somebody that you love that you maybe didn't know. Tony and I haven't lived together for 30 some odd years, but we have a very good idea about what our habits are, and at least most of them. And going through her cabinets and finding the things that she snacked on or that she ate, she would rail on me because I loved ice cream. We found more ice cream in her freezer than one person could possibly. But she'd have friends in the building come over, and they'd watch movies at night. And she had boxes upon boxes of Orville Redenbacher popcorn. Mm-hmm. She just bought a new microwave, much to my chagrin. She looked at me and she said, "I don't even tell me." Because she buys this, you know, she knew what my thinking was when it came to microwaves. And she said, "I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to microwave popcorn." Because these people would come to her house, you know, honestly, the woman across the hall who's the casting director, I think her name is Betty, very sweet lady. And she would come over, and the two of them would sit there like a couple of... And the woman who was the casting director would bring the videos from the movies and television shows that she was working
cool.
on.
Yeah.
And they'd watch them, and they'd eat the popcorn and have ice cream. And...
Listen to you.
Putting Tony in that picture is just, it amuses me.
We found ice cream in the freezer.
Well, but she always was railing against how much ice cream I had. Yes, all right, Richard. And Orville Redenbacher's popcorn in the closet.
Which is actually not that
along
bad
with
of a
Ritz
snack.
Crackers.
Very good snack.
And let's see, what else did we find in there that was interesting? Old cereal.
Oh, my God.
Brendan wouldn't let me take. All right, anyway, so thoughts and purpose and habits and manifestations and all that good stuff, they are a very important part of your character. And so if you don't want to impugn your own character, tell us about somebody else. For example, Roberta, who's in your life that has a habit that really annoys you?
Mm-hmm.
Other than me.
Oh, boy. Oh, my older daughter.
Uh-huh.
She smokes. Makes me crazy.
Right. Yep.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Everything smells. Her clothes.
Awful.
She comes down into my apartment. You can smell her coming. Yeah. It's just...
You know what? I wouldn't have said this had you not opened it up, but the last time I was around her, I was amazed, not at how much she smoked, but how everything reeked. There are certain types of tobacco that have more...
Yes.
You can follow people down the road. The other day, driving around... as a matter of fact, this neighborhood where Tony lived, the guy in front of me had this is how dramatic it was. He was driving a white Audi, and the smell that came from that car to my car is rancid.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, it's gross. What are these people thinking?
A couple times in the past year, I was just like, how
gross,
can I smell
gross,
you
gross.
When we're driving down the road?
Yeah.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
My pet peeve.
Right.
Pet peeve.
Yeah.
Pet right. peeve. Okay, listen, if you want to smoke, fine. If you want to smoke in your car, great. No
fine.
Problem. But when you throw that little cigarette butt out there
and
it explodes on the pavement in front of you and then bounces up on your hood and your windshield, I want to ram your bumper and drive you into the bridge abutment.
A little aggressive there, Richard.
Did you just call it the abutment?
Yeah, abutment.
Abutment. Thank you. So what habits... Of someone that, all right, so Roberta and her daughter. All right, Jennifer, what about you? This is True Confessions. It can be about you or someone that you are around.
Oh, I have lots of bad habits. But when you asked me about someone else, the first thing I thought of was when my dad gets tired and he's driving, he will scratch his head from start of the drive to the finish of the drive and just, I mean, and it drives me absolutely crazy. I don't know what it is about soothing him that it keeps him awake, but he begins itching, and that just drives me nutty.
When she's tired at night, when she's lying in bed, she twirls her hair.
Oh, I do that too, actually.
And she used to get her finger stuck in her hair. A couple times we had to cut it out.
Your finger? Okay, so actually, if you want to talk about one of my bad habits, I have never stopped twirling my hair since I was a kid. And listen, this is the noise that it makes, because not only do I twirl it, but I scratch it. So you ready?
Yeah.
Here it goes. I'm a freakazoid.
Ew!
Sounds like a cockroach walking across the cockroach walking across the floor is what that sounds like.
Isn't that funny? And that drives my parents nuts, because I do that, but I only do it when I'm tired, but I twirl and then I scratch.
So wait a minute. Wait. You just told us that it drives you crazy when you're
getting excited. When my dad itches. I know. Oh, my God. We're related.
And you do the same thing.
Uh-huh. Like father, like daughter.
I don't itch my scalp. I scratch my hair.
Yeah, good. That's much better. Yeah.
What a freak.
All right, Roberta has a Queen of Cheap episodic adventure for us in the next half hour. Jennifer's going to check in with the world of television for us, and we'll have some do's and don'ts, Dems, Dats, do's and don'ts for Black Friday subscribers, if you are onto that. There's been a lot of just the last 24 to 48 hours, a lot of discussion about whether even you ought to be going to this store. But if you do, I think you have some Target specials even that will be part of this Black Friday thing. Don't you, Roberta? Yes, thanks. That's what I thought.
I'm actually looking at Target's website right now, and it's buy one, get one 50% off of all clothes, all right. Shoes, accessories. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, it's good.
All right. So that's the...
The Princess of Cheap just filling in.
All right. Yeah, thank you very much. The role of Roberta Fasanelli, played by Jennifer Horn. It's 17 after on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I'm actually slim. Me, slim.
I can fit in my skinny jeans again.
I look in the mirror now, and I love what I see.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
You invested with a stockbroker to build financial security for you and your family. And when your investment started to lose money, you chalked it up to tough economic times. Now as you piece together what's left of your nest egg, did you ever stop to think who really could have gained from your financial losses? As an investor, you should be aware that the losses you suffered could be the result of bad financial advice or even worse, fraud or misconduct on behalf of your trusted financial advisors. Stockbrokers are required by law to make the right investment decisions for you based on your circumstances. It's wrong for them to make any decision to benefit themselves at your expense. Sokolov Law has worked on behalf of private investors in your situation. If you suspect an advisor failed you or a loved one, call us now at 800-708-2121. You could be entitled to recover the money you lost. Again, that's 800-708-2121. Responsible attorney Gabe Miller, admitted Connecticut, Mass. Only. Ken Levan, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Nick Neiswander, Florence, Kentucky. Michael Bro, Gonzales, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
The time is 21 past the hour. That is a quick reminder that you need to move faster.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. purchase. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Michael J. Fox going back in time sort of to perform Johnny B. Good. Crank it up, Richie. He did it in Back to the Future, remember?
Yeah,
this is
at
his annual Parkinson's disease fundraiser. I think you can certainly tell it's Johnny B. Good. No, no, it's Michael J. Fox.
Wow.
That's him singing.
No, it's backup singers, but he's kind of singing along.
Yeah.
You know, it's very cool. You watch his video, and at first he's just kind of like playing along with the rhythm guitar, but then he gets to that lead part, and that's him, and he does a pretty good job.
Yeah,
and,
for a guy who's got Parkinson's, he's
going
to hardly move.
Yeah, for a guy who's got Parkinson's, he's playing along.
Yeah.
And then he tries to duck walk a little bit. He gets to that a little bit, but he's doing pretty well. He really is. I was surprised. It's a neat video. Neat.
Johnny B.
Johnny B. Good. This recording is from, you can see in the audience, everybody's got their iPhones and Blackberries recording it.
Yeah.
And that's where all the copies of the video come from.
Just like the Chinese, they go into our theaters and somebody sits there with a video and they just video the movie and then they send it over there and they have it put on discs and
stuff. My wife is in Colombia right now and you can walk on any street corner and what's the newest movie in the theaters this week?
Give me any Tower Heist.
Okay, Tower Heist. Yeah. You can walk down to the corner and buy a DVD of Tower Heist, and it looks really good.
Yeah.
And it's some guy who sat in there for two and a half hours or 2 hours in the theater with the little camera and then went and burned it off on a DVD.
Yeah. Now, they do that because the movie isn't yet available in Colombia, they've done it in the United States, and then they've shipped it down to Colombia. If somebody carries down an airplane or something, and that's how they make it.
Yeah, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes it does open there, and they get it from that. But, I mean, she sees movies on the street corner that haven't opened here yet.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's like $2.
How the heck do they do that? Because they usually open either here or in England first.
You would think. I don't know.
Also, at DougStefan.com today, Richie's going to dig this, although he's a Camaro and a GM guy like I am. But when the Chevrolet folks unveiled their new 580 horsepower Camaro ZL1, which is ridiculous, the car. I like the looks of the car, by the way.
Yeah.
I think it's a smooth looking car.
I like the Mustang a little better, but the Camaro tested side by side blows the Mustang away.
Wow. Up until today, the announcement has been made that they have a 650 horsepower supercharged engine. Most powerful production V8 in the world, so they say. It will be in the new Mustangs or available in the 2013 Shelby GT500.
Which is my favorite car, but here's the problem.
Top speed, 200 miles an hour.
Mustang is a pig. I mean, it's huge. It's heavy. It's not light on its feet like the Camaro is.
Yeah.
Although, I like the Mustang.
A little extra
I'd still buy it.
Hooch there. 550 horsepower.
The muscle car is back, baby.
Yeah, right. And imagine how much gas these things are going to use. Whatever. You can just see now the environmentalists. No, but you know what? The environmentalists, you wait and see. When this thing gets out, there'll be protesters in front of the Ford dealers, in front of Chevy dealers.
They still pass all of the environmental. They have to pass every single EPA.
But they'll be at the low end of the scale.
Sure.
And you know they don't open them up like people would open them up if they. I mean, where do you drive these things though? Where do you put this car on the road and actually have fun?
I'm going to send you a video of a buddy of mine who took his 64 Corvette Stingray out the other day, and his son taped him doing a burnout that's about 400 feet long.
Really?
And all you see is just this cloud of smoke, and the vet is gone. I'm going to send it to you. And he did it on a rural road 10
What's
minutes
his
from
name?
His house. I'm not going to give it out.
Grow up, whoever you are. All right, Roberta.
Grow up. Why would you do that?
And it's not any fun, I'll tell you that. Roberta has the Queen of Cheap plus Black Friday do's and don'ts coming up here on Good Day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. Alright then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift. A supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it through. Lift my voice.
Yeah. 33 after the hour on this good day, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our video of the day today meets Goatee, the surfing goat.
Yes.
As a surfing goat at DougSteffen.com today. We come up with some beauties.
A
surfing goat. I thought surfing bulldog. All right.
That's Jennifer. Gnarly dude.
No. All right. Okay. All right. He's really bad. I just had a. I'm saying this about myself, and I know exactly what's going on with me, as there are things that have sort of been distributed and that I brought back from California that were Tony's. I have these Tony moments, and I go into them for maybe a couple minutes, and then I come out. And I'm just sort of digging myself out of one at the moment. It's kind of like coughing, you know. You cough and get it out, and or getting good. You know, this is very therapeutic. It's like getting good sputum out from your
ew.
Wherever.
Come
that
on
word
now.
Is horrible.
We're eating breakfast.
Sputum. Right.
But see, that gives me the levity to move
why
on.
Why did you become so disgusting?
Oh, I've been disgusting all my life. You just haven't seen it already.
Wait a second. That is right. The most descriptive word. Okay, so you know
it
you
is,
have the
it?
Word apple.
Yeah, but
apple's
see,
not very descriptive.
No.
Sputum.
Sputum is, yeah. But see,
really
I got the
now.
Tears out of my eyes and moved on from where I was. So it's all right. Regis Philbin in the focus. And whatever happened to Ted Williams? Jennifer will check television for us in a few moments. But right
with
now, it's
my
time.
Top story.
What? Ted Williams?
Whatever happened to Ted Williams? Thanks for bringing it up.
You'll be fine, Jennifer. It's okay. You can do your homework while Roberta, who has done
who
her homework,
Ted
presents
Williams.
Us with the... you don't remember Ted Williams? Huh, really?
The Golden Voice homeless guy.
The guy who's
no,
homeless.
That guy,
yeah.
How quickly
yeah.
I forget. Sorry, he's the flavor of the week. You
know? No, he's not. He's
your homie, right?
Queen.
Yes.
My home fry.
Whoa.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Okay, some great deals for you today, and a lot of them are really good for Christmas shopping. Because you should start now, don't wait till the last minute. So let's start with Target. You can get $5 off of any clothing item or $9 off of any woman's sweater. But this deal is ending soon.
What did you say about getting off a woman's sweater?
$9 off of any woman's sweater.
Can I add, because you were gone when I added this, today only at Target.com, if you go and shop, you get the $5 off, but you also get buy one, get one 50% off all clothes, accessories, shoes, everything for women, kids, boys, men.
Deals.
Yeah. Did you say today only?
Today only.
Today only.
Today only.
Shop now only online, so you can't do it in the store.
Only today.
And we have all the online codes coming up for you on DougStephan.com. But thanks, Jim. That's great.
Very good.
Also, Yankee Candle. Buy two large ones, get two free. So that's a good deal. Mm-hmm. And we have the codes for you, too, for online. Peekaboo photo books and calendars. Mm-hmm. These make really great gifts, people. Make a photo book, make a calendar for grandma, for your friends, for yourself, for whoever. But you buy one and get one free, and that's only through November 22nd. So get all those pictures together. Great holiday gift. Also, Kindle games. Usually we have a lot of Kindle books, but this is a Kindle game. It's a pixel-perfect holiday puzzle. Say that 10 times. Pixel-perfect holiday puzzle. And you can get that free at Amazon. JCPenney has a deal going on today, too. $10 off of $25 in-store or online. Now, that also, like the other one, is good only for today, like the Target one, only for today. $10 off of $25 in-store or online. And we have either a coupon for you that you can print out, or we have all of the online codes that you could use to get these deals. So great deals today from Target and JCPenney. Great for Christmas shopping. Yankee Candle. Candles, Amazon, Peekaboo, and Kindle games. So go and get them.
Go get them.
Get them.
All right. So at DougStephan.com today, we have the Black Friday do's and don'ts. This is the day, Friday after Thanksgiving. Everybody knows that it's the tradition, and who knows who started it and who made it a tradition, but apparently it seems to work. Big crowds, they call it Black Friday, and they call it Black Monday, right? Because that's when there is
Cyber
a lot of
Monday.
Activity. Or Cyber Monday, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, if you're ready, are you ready to spend a buck?
What?
Yeah. If you're somebody who likes to line up, there are people.
You realize
we're
only 38 minutes into this hour, and he's already gone off on four songs that have been launched by a word.
That's
never
how you know
I'm a 40-year-old song or more.
How you know I'm getting a little better, Richie. That's how you know I'm going back to being myself.
There you go.
If you are, what really, never mind, I'm not getting off on that. Let me just finish this first.
Please.
The Black Friday pros. There are people who every year go buy this stuff and then they gift it or they resell it on eBay. Some of these things that you can buy, go to the crack of dawn, you nab the bargains, they only have a few of them, and you put the stuff up online. You've probably seen that. Maybe you've done that yourself. So if you're strategizing, though, maybe we can help you out a little bit, whether it's getting up early in the morning or whether it is going at midnight. There have been a lot of people protesting that. Okay, I'm thinking there are a lot of people who are going to shop from home in their PJs, frankly.
That's me.
Yeah, that's right. Do not rely solely on the ads to plan your strategy. There are plenty of web specials and sites that are putting things in. They're publishing Black Friday ads before they appear on the retailer's website. Did you know that, Roberta?
Yes, I did.
Have you ever talked about it on the air?
No, I haven't.
Well, would you like to?
Well, I was going to next week.
Oh, you're
going to
wait till next week? All right, so then maybe I should just save this for next week.
A lot of the Black Friday ads are already up on the internet. So all you have to do is simple Google search for what you're looking for and the stores you're interested in, and they will come up. That they have sneak peeked them.
There's a lot of stuff. We all know. We acknowledge that on the web.
9 days, right?
Were we talking about the website the other day that lets dieters, there's a gamble, or you bet how much you're
going to lose? Oh, yeah, you bet on how much you're going to lose.
How does that work? Is that a good idea or not?
Whatever. I don't know. Whatever gives you motivation, if it's money or whatever it is. I mean, you know, probably the best motivation is your health. But, hey, if you want to make
They wage $100 and they win $200 if they lose 10% of their body weight in 6 months.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have won that already.
Totally.
The co-founder of HealthyWage.com, which launched this challenge, his name is David Roddenberry. The program has more to do with rewarding healthy behavior than it does with gaming. So he says, quote, academic studies and literature suggest it's an enhancement. It's not like the money alone will make you lose the weight. Well, I think that would be a motivation for a lot of people. If you need additional motivation, And hopefully, you know, I look every once in a while, I watch that Biggest Loser show or come upon it as I'm crossing the channels watching something. And the only thing good about that show is the hostess, whatever her name is. She's
Allison
cute.
Sweeney.
Who's going to be on this show next week.
Is she good? I find her very...
I'm sure she's going to find... That's why she's coming on the show, is because she finds you very fetching.
Very, very good. Okay. What did you say, Jen?
I think The Biggest Loser is a good show.
It's a very motivational show. It's educational.
Yeah.
Okay. That's well.
Let me tell you something about this gambling website.
Yeah.
There are reasons that casinos have gold faucets in the rooms, and that's the reason that this guy will be rich, is because people fail, and he will keep their $100, and he will say, try again. You can do it next time.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Oh, and by the way, here's a Twinkie to get you started. Right.
The diet Twinkie.
Right. Yeah, right. Nobody would open up a business that's a loser.
We'd hope that would be the case.
It's a winner.
Yeah.
He's going to keep everybody's $100, or most of the people's $100. So, there'll be a percentage of people who do lose the weight and who do take their $200. But more than not, he will keep their $100.
All right. Well, again, motivation, maybe that's just about it. We share it with you because we're trying to motivate you or come up with different ideas about different ways to handle different problems. That's what the Doug Steffen website is all about, at least in part. So the and speaking of what's going on in Las Vegas, here's our late 2020 quickie quiz. You ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Every king in a deck of playing cards represents what? 800-510-8255. We're going to pause for a moment. Jennifer's going to do a television report, and then we'll get your calls to tell us what every king in the deck of playing cards represents.
Well, I know there's a queen of chiefs.
Hey, quiet. We're not talking about the queens. We're talking about
chiefs.
Don't be trying to help people. 800-510-8255. The question simply asks.
Jack Roberts.
Each king in a deck of playing cards represents.
Good Lord.
Jack had a problem gambling, folks. That's why Richie is remembering.
Thinking about him in cards,
right. Each king in a deck of playing cards represents what? 800-510-8255. Take your best shot. It is a gamble, but it'll be worth it in the end. I don't have $100 for you, but we'll come up with a swell prize. The kings in a deck of playing cards represent what? 800-510-TALK. Jennifer's up first, though, with her television report right after this on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Hi, it's Roger here, and it's time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now. 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap is the whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
What do you love?
Women. Grass, dirt, dirty river smell.
Coated chicken baked in the oven.
But what do I love the most? I love my Lord.
That's a lot of love, and it's just a few voices from Life in a Day, the amazing YouTube documentary that collects videos from ordinary people around the world. What does this guy love?
This is a Lamborghini.
Life in a Day is now on home video. Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds switch bodies in The Change-Up. Steve Carell tries to win back Julianne Moore in Crazy Stupid Love. And Ralph Fiennes wreaks havoc in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
I drink Emergen-C so I can stay on my toes at work.
With all those B and C vitamins, I'm guessing you completed your quarterly reports, cold called dozens of prospective new clients, saved the vice president from an embarrassing scandal, and discovered what on earth smells in the back of the fridge.
Ew.
Correct?
Well, I did finish my year-end projections.
Dynamite. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mix with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Each king in a deck of playing cards represents what, Tom?
What?
Huh?
What?
No, it's not woodchucks. Okay.
What? Yeah, okay.
Thank you for that contribution, Tony. It was extraordinarily helpful. What do the kings in a deck of playing cards represent? 800-510. I thought that would be good for a little comedic interlude before we get to Jennifer, who's here now to tell us about, let's see, a couple of the things. I asked you about Ted Williams,
yeah,
the old big voice guy that was homeless, and Regis Philbin.
He's replacing Regis.
Oh, perfect.
No, he's
no,
not.
He's not.
That's not
no.
true. No.
There's a picture I saw on the checkout stand last night of Jerry Seinfeld with Regis.
Yeah, the rumor is that he's going to get the job, old
really?
Jerry.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that, but we'll see. I mean, he's not as real-life personal as Regis was,
no,
but, you know.
But is he, yeah. I didn't realize that Jerry Seinfeld lived in New York.
Yes, he does.
Oh, my
absolutely.
God, he's a total New Yorker.
Well, I know he's a New Yorker, but a lot of these guys don't like the New York.
Kelly
they
brought him
California?
In because they both send their kids to the same school.
Ah, well, that, yeah. Lots to talk about.
But the big news is some cancellations that NBC talked about. You know, NBC's been suffering all season, all last season, season before last. But they had this show with Maria Bello called Prime Suspect. That show is now Splitsville. It's
hard to believe. It's unbelievable. She's a skinny, and she accomplishes all these like superhuman pounding everybody out, and she doesn't weigh 100 pounds. Doesn't
well,
sell.
It's TV. Yeah. But they're going to replace it with The Firm. They haven't officially canceled it, but it's not on the schedule. It's just going to finish out its 13-episode run, and then that'll be it. Also, NBC has taken off a comedy that it has a big cult following. The comedy is Community with Joel McHale. They're taking that one off in place of the new show that Chelsea Handler created, called Are You There, Chelsea, based on one of her books about her being a waitress and getting her start.
Yeah.
So that's going to go to Comedy Wednesdays along with Whitney and Up All Night, which is a really cute show with Christina Applegate. And then 30 Rock will be back also on that time slot. So there'll be a big night of comedy.
Who watches these shows on the plane? This the Christina Applegate thing, Up All Night.
It's a great show. I watched
a little of it. And I just don't get these comedies. Community, Office, Parks and Recreation, they're all the same show. With just different people, basically the same lines, they're awful.
I'm with you on. I don't really watch The Office, and I know that people love that show. I like Up All Night because I think it's very sweet. It actually made me cry the other week, which.
Really?
Yeah. Whatever. Maybe I was a little emotional.
Yeah, right time of the year was it for you?
Yeah, it was when they went back to her having the baby, which was interesting. Now, CBS has also shelved a sitcom. That one is called Rules of Engagement, if you watch it. It's been on the air for quite a few years.
Who's that? What's in that?
Rules of Engagement was Jay Moore's show.
Oh.
And yeah, Rob Schneider is replacing him with the show that's coming up called Rob. So that'll be taking over.
He's Adam Sandler's right-hand man. Wherever any movie Adam Sandler has ever made, Rob Schneider writes or is involved in writing it.
And Ron Howard's brother is always in it, too.
Some kind of an appearance in it, no matter what it is. And I remember he, at one point in time, he met Brendan in some way, was interviewing him. I can't remember.
No, he came on the show one day with you guys.
Yeah, when we
Rob
were in California.
Schneider,
right. Yeah,
yeah, for like a half a day. He's a funny guy.
All right, Ted Williams, the fellow who was the homeless. You got his story?
The golden voice. No, go ahead.
He is now the voice of the New England Cable News Network. He's being heard all over New England. He's doing all the liners and stuff. I think he does the weather once in a while, too. But he landed on his feet, got a decent job. Good for him. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, under the circumstances.
What about the Kings?
Oh, thank you, Richie. King David, the Hearts. Charlemagne is the club. Alexander the Great, Diamonds. And Julius, wait a minute, the other way around. Spades is David. Never mind, I'll tell you later.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
And thank you. Let's see, please. Please, can we have Warren Eckstein, the pet lover's friend? And the answer is yes. So thank you, Warren, for being here on the Good Day program. It is 53 and change, almost 54 past the hour. Warren is here to discuss some interesting tidbits, anecdotes from the pet care business. He knows about pets from head to toe, or I should say from head to tail. Right? That would be better.
Get it, because animals have tails?
Get it, Jennifer? Get it. At DougStephan.com, we have a couple of interesting videos, dog videos. One of them is the video of the family dog that actually ate $1,000 in cash. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Remember the excuse, the dog ate my homework? This is a Florida couple. Had to deal with something a little more extreme as their dog ate $1,000 in cash now.
That's one family waiting for the elimination.
Now, you think that's extreme. Let me tell you a true story. Many years ago, I trained a dog that ate a spool of thread.
Really?
And for 2 weeks, every time the dog pooped, I had to go out there with a scissor and cut the thread. Until it was all.
Oh my God!
There you go.
It wasn't a thousand bucks
because I didn't have $1,000.
Why didn't you just pull on the thread?
Because you could hurt the intestines.
Yeah, you don't know where.
If you see a string coming out of a dog or a cat, the interesting point though, if you see a string coming out of a dog or a cat's mouth, don't pull it. Go
pull it and see if it talks.
Great.
Now I can relate to this.
All right, so here's what I want to know is, what would happen if there was a string in the dog's mouth and coming out of his butt? How would you deal with that?
You have to get two vets. And how did we get into this? It was my fault, I guess.
You started it.
Which end is up? I don't know.
Your fault. All right, so anyway, I think that was me. Well, I was talking about the $1,000 cash that this dog ate. The owner, Christy Lawrence, had said he thought it was hilarious. He's laughing about it, but he's out $1,000. The wife says, my husband and I are trying to pay off our car, so every time we save $1,000, we take it to the bank and we put it in the account. So we don't have any checks, you just pay with cash. So they withdrew the money, put a paperclip around it, and left it on the counter. And they went to work, and when they came home, the envelope was gone, looked in the living room, pieces of $100 bills scattered across the floor, and the rest of it was in the dog's stomach. Yay for the dog!
And the dog looked around like, who did it? It reminds me of a funny story I just saw the other day. There was this great photograph of a dog home by himself, and the owners walked in after being out for 8 hours, and the dog looked at them and he said, someone pooped in the hallway.
Yeah. That's right.
You have to visualize the dog's blaming it on someone else. But there was a whole story about different things that dogs have eaten. We'll do that in a week or so. Different items that dogs have eaten over the years. And it absolutely will amaze you. I'm talking about encyclopedias, books, plates,
dishes, smart dog.
Knives. All right. There you go.
Yeah. All right. In a moment, the story of Bowser Beer here with Warren Eckstein on Good Day.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckle?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
So Richie will appreciate this, and those of you who like beer, there is a new beer for dogs.
Yeah.
The makers of Bowser Beer, a brand new brewed beer specifically for dogs.
It's a ripoff.
Is it? How? Is it a ripoff?
It doesn't have hops and it doesn't have alcohol. What's and a dog going to like about it?
And who wants a dog walking around burping all day long? Yeah. That's what I want.
Either that or doing something worse than
right,
that.
Yeah.
There you
but
go.
But it is, according to the World Record Academy, the first beer ever made for dogs. You apparently can buy it online, Bowser Beer.
I have some in the office if you want to buy it.
Really? They sent it to you to review it.
They sent me a beer. I have a bottle of wine that's made specifically for dogs.
Yeah. Really?
You know, just, yeah.
Have you ever tasted these?
No.
Why wouldn't you taste
them? My dog drinks, I mean, he doesn't anymore, but he used to drink my beer. I'd just pour a little bit on the deck, throw a couple of peanuts down on the shelves. He'd eat the peanuts, drink the beer. He's a happy dog.
Yeah. Roll on his back and listen and watch football. I mean,
that's exactly it.
Perfect. Upside down is the best way.
Stick his hand down his pants, lay on the couch, watch football, burp. Good doggy.
Another peanut, please.
All right, 59 past the hour. Warren Eckstein, a good day.